for it. When I downloaded this track, they didn't have the name for their new release yet, but I guess they're really taking off. They're getting a lot of radio airplay, especially on the internet, and they're going on an extensive tour that's going to take them throughout the summer. So local band makes good here from the Detroit area, Proto Martyr. Before that, we heard Castle on the Shore from The Wool Gathering by Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band, self-titled. Well, I gave you the title. It's a self-released CD. All Along by Unusual Symphony, from a two-track EP that was given to me. Those young ladies are going to be hopefully playing in the next couple of months here at the Motor Show. And we started off with Albion Moonlight, the track by Mother Whale off of Hello Earth, Goodbye Moon. That's a self-released track there. All right, I've got one more song I want to fit in there for you before our live band comes up in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play you something from Gia Warner, who I met. Very nice person, very talented musician. And she gave me her CD at the Detroit Music Awards Acoustic Showcase that happened last Tuesday. Not the one that just happened this week, but the Tuesday before that. I think it was the 8th, I want to say. Anyway, it was a bunch of nominated musicians doing an acoustic showcase at Zumba's in Royal Oak over there by the Imagine Theater. Her new CD is called Love, and I'm going to play something I thought quite special and quite interesting. It's a cover of Over the Rainbow. Yes, that Over the Rainbow. This is Gia Warner. I'm going to do one more song.
Drops, that's the way. dream that you dream of. Oh why can't I ooh, 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 ooh. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, then, oh, why can't
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Gia Warner from her CD Love, and that classic song Over the Rainbow. Yes, that Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. Well, as promised, you can probably hear a little bit of it in the background right now. We've got the band Casino getting ready to start for us, and they're going to do something live. All right, let's pod this up, and can you hear me, gentlemen?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Yes. How's it going, Kevin, Raphael?
Doing really good, Scott.
Good, good. All right, you've got a couple of good tracks for us, I heard?
Well, we're going to do one long 20 to 25-minute set. Maybe we'll go a little longer. Kind of a psyched-out drone set.
Okay, sounds good to me. And these are just both untitled?
Just untitled.
Okay, that's fine. All right, well, if you're ready, I am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio. What you've been listening to is the band Casino. How you guys doing, gentlemen?
Really good. How about you, Scott?
Not too bad. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves for our listening audience? They're both pointing at each other. You do it. Nah, you do it.
Well, usually we are a trio. Over here on percussion, we have Kevin Morris. I'm Raphael Brim. We usually have Chuck Sipperly with us on synthesizers as well. We really love experimental music. We like free expression. And I suppose that's what Casino is all about, free expression.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kevin?
I agree 100%.
Okay. All right. You guys have been doing things for quite a long time, not necessarily together, but in the music world, the experimental world. And why don't you tell us a little bit about like how you got started with all this?
You should probably go first. You're older.
true, my friend. For myself, utter boredom with what people call entertainment today.
Mm-hmm. As far as like what you hear on the radio, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. It's sick of the box.
Okay. When would you say that you got started then? Or do you don't want to go divulge that?
My roots run deep in punk, really early punk. And probably for the last 15, 20 years, big, huge focus in experimental noise.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorites or... anybody that comes to mind, or
punk or experimental,
either, both,
either.
Yeah.
As far as punk, I really, really, really have deep roots with television.
Television, okay.
John Cale.
Mm-hmm.
The New York crew, pretty much.
Okay. Did you ever get a chance to check out Glenn Branca?
No, I don't believe so.
No. We'll talk about that after the show. I'll tell you about that. He's actually quite good. He's got what he's called symphonies. It's kind of like avant-garde punk classical kind of, I guess
nice.
Is the best way to describe it.
My ear is definitely up for that.
Selections from the Symphonies is one of his most famous CDs. We actually, I think, still have it here somewhere around the radio station.
Nice.
I've heard good things about Glenn Branca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to check him out for sure.
Is he as old as I am?
Wow, no, he's probably much older than you are, Kevin.
Much older than me. I wonder why I don't know about this gentleman.
Yeah, so what about as far as anybody like newer? Anybody, tickle your fancy or whatever?
I'm a big fan of the duo Golden Retriever out of Portland, Oregon, and there seems to be a whole group of musicians cropping up, synthesizer music, a lot of the stuff on Not Not Fun Records, like Sun Ra and L.A. Vampires.
Okay, the name sounds vaguely familiar, L.A. Vampires.
You know, other people exploring psychedelia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin and I both share, and I'm sure Chuck does too, share in a lot of different types of great music, like everything from Can to Television.
Definitely.
To Studio One Dub to Ashra Temple. There's so much good stuff out there.
Yeah,
John Cage, Terry Dynamite. Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Marion Brown.
Okay. And thank heaven we have stations like that other one that I can't say the call letters, but in Ann Arbor and here at WHFR, you can actually hear stuff like that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, radio would be dead, wouldn't it?
What would the world do?
Freeform radio for freeform people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And both of you gentlemen, you have other projects? You want to talk a little bit about those, possibly?
Well, I think Kevin and I both have different things going on, off and on. At the moment, Casino is current, and I perform solo under the name Sail, S-A-I-L. I've been in rock, you know, a little bit more straightforward rock groups.
Okay. Any we might recognize?
Most recently, Raphael.
For the last year, we're not together at the moment, but for the last year, I was running around all over Michigan with a group called Glass Clue.
Okay. Glass Clue.
Kind of a late 80s SST style punk band.
Okay.
That I very happily managed on the road.
Yes, this gentleman was our road manager.
Okay.
So I think we all have a very broad spectrum of influences. And, you know, just having one project isn't enough.
No. Yeah, it doesn't contain it all for you, huh?
No.
Nope.
It's a big planet, lots of music, lots of people.
And then you do a DJ thing too? Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a booking agency called Distant Sun.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually throwing a really amazing show at the Elks Lodge in Ann Arbor this Saturday with Isles of ESP from Detroit.
Highly recommend.
Very good band. I've heard them.
Great group of guys. Brilliant musicians. And the local act from Ann Arbor is Anonymous Touch, and they are equally on a trajectory of psychedelia, maybe closely related to German music in the early 70s, but they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a higher plane.
Higher plane. I know with Anonymous, it's never the same set.
Okay.
So it's highly improvised. And I'm
DJing
that.
Keeps it exciting and fun.
You're providing the good stuff in between?
Oh, yes, yes. We're going to be spinning lots of Soul 45s and post-punk stuff. So that's kicking off at 8 o'clock at the Elks Lodge in Ann Arbor. Thanks for asking about that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Any other shows that you can think of that are coming up anytime in the future? Or?
Jazz brunch in July?
We're doing a noise brunch in July. That date isn't determined yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited about that. I have a friend named Nick George, and he throws these noise brunches over at the Jam Handy. And they're just outstanding events.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually four or five performers, a brunch. It's a beautiful open space.
Isn't it? That's on Sunday, isn't it, usually?
It's always a Sunday. It starts around noon, and it's right on East Grand Boulevard. So we don't know who we're going to be paired off with in mm-hmm. July, but we're very excited about that.
I'll have to check that out if I can. Yeah,
please. Cool.
All right, and if our listeners wanted to get a hold of any of your stuff, wanted to listen to it, check it out, what would be their best way to do that?
Well, we have a Facebook page. I believe the tagline is "Try Your Luck at the Casino." So is that www.facebook.com/tryyourluckatthecasino? And then we have, I think, one or two tracks up right now on SoundCloud.
Correct.
Is it Casino Skylights?
I believe it is. God, Chuck, if Chuck was here, he could answer.
Chuck, what's the name? Phone in.
Phone in.
Call
Chuck,
in right
us.
Now. 313-845-9676. Please tell us.
We love you, Chuck. We miss you.
We love you, Chuck.
Okay. So SoundCloud or Facebook, that'd be the best place to find you.
Yeah.
Or come see us in person. There's a few shows in the works with people around town, but I don't want to give out any info yet because they're not... They're not confirmed yet, but keep your eyes peeled, and there should be a few shows in the next couple months.
All right, well, be sure and keep me posted, then. I'll let our listeners know about it, and we'll go from there, huh?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. My pleasure. All right, do you think you got a few more minutes in you that you can play something else?
Well, it would totally be improv if we did it.
Well, I think it would turn out wonderful. Nice. I have faith in you too.
I don't know. What do you think? I feel spent.
Do you feel spent, Raphael? Talk or play?
That's pretty much the choice.
Well, I suppose I could just play guitar for a little bit, and maybe Kevin could add some percussion.
Go for it.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Casino. Thank you very much, gentlemen. The band Casino live here in the studio at WHFR, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. That's going to do it for us for this afternoon. Stay tuned for Boston Blackie. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
This is Billy Brandt with Grievous Angel, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.